Thanks, Derek.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Mellow Max, and I am joined by...
Magical Melody.
Ooh!
I forgot what it was last time, so that's what it is today.
Well, that was fantastic. Magical Melody. Love it. Behind me is a rather magical melody. It is Marie by Bobbing. And today, we're going to have a rather special episode of Highly Recommended with Mellow Max. And you're going to want to open up the DJ chat on your computer because we are doing trivia. We're probably going to get started around 7:10. I'll explain the rules until then. And yeah, so everyone, if you want to, oh, this is another great song. I did not find Amanda. You know Amanda. Amanda showed me Bobbing, and then I didn't realize it, and it just kind of soaked in subconsciously. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. But yeah, if you're wondering why I'm not doing trivia yet, if you just joined, it is happening at 7:10. It will be happening here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And if you want to join, It's at wmfo.org/DJ-chat. Or if you go to WMFO.org, it is in the top bar all the way over to the right. And I'm just going to log my songs, going to do the PSA, and then I'll tell you guys how everything works. And until then, I will turn the music up a little bit. So let's go over the music. The first song was Marie by Bobbing, followed by Oh by Bobbing. And this is introductory remarks by Bobbing. And I think after this song, I'll be talking about, oh my god, I have never seen this many people in the DJ chat. It's very cool, very exciting. Big fan. Okay, so let's see. The way that this is going to work is I am going to read a trivia question out loud, and then everyone is going to type their answer into the DJ chat, which if you joined on air, it's wmfo.org/DJ-chat. You're going to go there, and you are going to answer the question there. The first person to get in is going to get 10 points on this first round, and everyone else who gets it correct before my assistant, who is Manic Max. There are two Manic Maxes in the DJ chat. that's potentially an issue, but the correct Manic Max, whoever that may be, is going to start a countdown once I finish the question. We'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because there's a delay. I don't know exactly how long it's going to take, so that's what he's going to do on the DJ chat. And let's see. Toss-ups are going to be worth 10 points if you get it first, 5 points if you get it right, but you're not first. So that's round 1. Round 2 is going to be toss-ups leading to bonus questions. And I'll explain that when we get there. And then round 3 is going to be lightning round. And I'm not positive how we're going to do that yet, but it'll be a good time. Are there any questions? Just reconnected my space heater. Are there any questions in the DJ chat before we get started? I will say going once, going twice. Sold. No, I'm kidding. If you have questions, let me know. We will be starting shortly with our on-air trivia for the very first time. Do you have any words of wisdom to say, Cassie? Or, I'm sorry, magical melody.
May the odds ever be in your favor.
Yes. Great, great, great advice. And what a quote. All right. So yeah, this is going to be the first time doing this, so be patient, but it will be fun. If you are here and you are interested, the prizes are going to be a WMFO t-shirt, a WMFO station tour, and I think I mentioned something else on my Instagram post, but I don't remember what it was. If you want to record, like, you saying, like, This is blah blah blah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, a station ID. You could totally do that, and I could probably slip it. I could send it in and get them to put it on the. I mean, I think there are people from the exec board here. They might veto it, but I might be able to get someone just thrown in there, and then every once in a while, someone might play you saying it on air. So exciting! All right. 710, $100,000 cash. That is a great idea. Yes. Maybe for the finale, we'll have like a battle of the, yeah, yes. That's a, yeah. They're just raising the prices in the DJ chat. $1 million. That's a bit steep. How about we get WMFO a wider range? And speaking of, here is a fun college radio PSA. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support college radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I believe that the person on the exec board who started the beef with UML on Instagram is here. And I just gotta say, that was very funny. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, without further ado, is everyone ready for trivia in the DJ chat? There's silence. I will take that as a yes. Although, actually, if everyone could, just as practice, I'm going to count 3, 2, 1, and when I get to 0, I would like you to say hi or something in the chat, okay? 3, 2, 1, 0. Just want to see what the delay is, and then we will get started. So that was at 7:12:12, my time. And... oh, I see people typing. Looks to be about... okay. That was 20 seconds delay. That's going to make things a bit tricky. But Max, buddy, I have a lot of faith in you. Manic Max. And I'm just going to start rolling through. So let's start with question number one. Which of the following bands does not have a self-titled debut album? A. The Animals. B. The Turtles. C. The Monkees. Or D. The Doors. Bonus points if you can name the album. All right, again, that is, which one of the following bands does not have a self-titled debut album? The Animals, The Turtles, The Monkees, or The Doors? And you can start the countdown. And I'll just let that roll, see how that goes. Would it be too confusing if I go on to the next one? I don't know. We'll see. All right. Awesome. We got answers. Oh, I didn't say it, but please don't cheat. Cheating is lame. And yeah. All right, and we got the countdown going. Sweet. All right, nice delay. By the time you hear this, the countdown will be over. The answer was The Turtles. And moving on to question number two. So congratulations on my screen. I hope it's the same for everyone. Brie Cheese was number one, so congratulations on first place. And everyone else who got it right, 5 points. Question number two. What 1968 rock song received its title from the lead singer's slurring of the phrase, "In the Garden of Eden"? Phonetic answers are acceptable. Again, that's what 1968 rock song received its title from the lead singer's slurring of the phrase, "In the Garden of Eden"? Countdown can start now. And fun fact, I got this question correct at a trivia quiz bowl competition when I was in high school, and it was a very proud moment. Yeah, yeah. Because my dad had showed it to me like a week earlier at on our way to Driver's Ed.
Funny how things work out.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to move on to... oh, No one's in yet. We see some typing. I'm going to go on to... Oh, no one knows it. It was Inagata Devita. Great, great, great song by Iron Butterfly. Which of the following is not one of the 6,020 genres or subgenres of music identified by Spotify? Is it A, vaporwave, B, lightwave, C, hardwave, D, spacewave, or E, modern darkwave? Again, that is A, vaporwave, B, lightwave, C, hardwave, D, spacewave, or E, modern darkwave. And the countdown can start now, and I'm going to change this in my doc. It is 1, 2, 3. Let's make those A, B. Hopefully this is helpful. Not for you guys answering, but helpful for Manic Max copying and pasting. All right. And we've got some answers rolling in. Very cool, very cool. Oh, I see the first correct answer. It is lightwave. And hopefully the countdown will work. Yeah. All right. Cool. Cool, cool. I think I'm going to take a pause when we get to question number 5, make sure that everyone is up to speed. Question number 4. What is the real first name of Rush frontman Geddy Lee? And you can start the countdown. What is the real first name of Rush frontman Geddy Lee? And we'll let that roll for you guys. That was question number 4. And very cool, very cool. I see the question pop up. And the countdown start. The answer is Gary. His Polish mother's heavily accented pronunciation made Gary sound like Geddy. And what was the first Beatles single to sell 1 million copies? Start the countdown. What was the first Beatles single to sell 1 million copies? It was not Jeffrey Epstein, but good guess. I can't believe no one knew Geddy Lee. All right, we got to question number 5. Let's see if we can do some math here. Question number 1. We've got... I'm going to get you a notebook so you can start keeping track of numbers.
Sounds good.
If you want to say something, keep them busy.
See, I've never done trivia before. My dad's big on Jeopardy, but myself, I go more based on the sound trivia. Like, guess that song, like the sound waves. I love that form of trivia.
Well, that will be coming up. We will be having some sound trivia. So for this first 5 questions, I'm going to check the math. Again, thank you for your patience and bearing with me. So on our contestants at this point, as far as I see them, are trivia. We got Brie Cheese, Mac, 134. We've got Danielle. And Gnome working from home. Gnome from home. Love it. All right. So, question number 1. That was 10 points for Brie Cheese. I didn't really set this up very well. Okay, but Brie Cheese is getting 10 points. And Mac is getting 5. And Danielle is also getting 5. All right. Next up, we've got question number 2, Garden of Eden. No one got it. And then we've got The Waves, Gnome Working from Home, getting 10 points. And that's it for that one. Geddy Lee, no one. And, ooh, let's see. The first one to get 1 million copies was She Loves You. And I don't see anyone having got that right. And I agree with Max's numbers. That is Brie Cheese with 10, Mac with 5, Danielle with 5, and Gnome from Home with 10. Beautiful. Okay, everything's working. And Cassie, if you want to check the numbers, go for it. All right, moving on to question number 6. The band ZZ Top is known for their big bushy beards. Which member is the exception? And you can answer with just the last name. Start the timer. The band ZZ Top is known for their big bushy beards. Which member is the exception? All right, and I will say the answer once I see the everything rolling in over there. And ooh, what if I played... Oh, mystery solved. It was a parking sign. Cool. That's not for you guys. But the answer to that one was Frank Beard. He had his beard elsewhere. It wasn't on his face. It was in his name. All right. These are a bunch of stumpers. So let's... Oh, and I didn't say it, but there are no points lost for wrong answers. So feel free to guess. And if you guess wrong, maybe you'll steer someone in the wrong direction. That's always fun. All right. How did the word groovy originate? How did the word groovy originate? And you can start the countdown now. Oh, Max fixed a typo. Nice. And once I see the countdown start, I will move on to the next one. In the meantime, maybe I'll have musical interludes. Like something by ZZ Top. That might work. Yeah. All right, I saw the countdown. No one got in for how the word groovy originated? Oh my goodness. Well, there are two working theories. Oh, you know, we got one in. It was after the time ended, but I'm going to say 10 points for Gnome working from home. Am I going too quickly, everyone? If so, let me know. And if not, we'll continue going. But first one in without any other answers. Gnome working from home gets points on that one in my book. It is from the grooves on a piece of music, on a record, or referring to the groove of a piece of music. Which group had a top 10 hit in 1970 with the song Lola? Which group had a top 10 hit in 1970 with the song Lola? And here we go. Alright, that would be, alright, I see a correct answer in there, great, and, alright, and the countdown has started. Cool. Also, I'm going to be so open to feedback when this is all done. That band in the background is The Kinks, so that is points for... I think first in on my screen is Danielle, and then points for Gnome from Home and Mac. Ooh, the ripe cover of Lola slaps. That is good to know. Thank you, Gnome. Who wrote the Eric Clapton hit, I Shot the Sheriff? Who wrote the Eric Clapton hit, I Shot the Sheriff? And you can start the countdown. And let's hear that one. Ooh, I almost played the other version. Ah! I'm gonna just brag a little bit for Manic Max in the chat. The trumpet player for Ripe said that he's good at playing trumpet, which is true. But yeah. No, Eric Clapton did not write the hit, I Shot the Sheriff. It was Bob Marley, of Bob Marley and the Wailers. And here's the Bob Marley version. It's a good time. All right, question number 10. What was the debut album for the band Blondie called? What was the debut album for the band Blondie called? And we can start the countdown. And let's see if we can get something by Blondie up in here. Yay, Max. Oh, it was the trumpet player for Too Many Zoos, excuse me. Darn. Also a great band. Alright, the debut. I'm gonna assume that the countdown is gonna start soon. The song is Call Me, but it is not the debut album. The debut album was Blondie. Sorry. And now, I can't even play this one because you might get it if I play it. But in 1979, Nick Lowe had a hit song called Cruel to Be What? Is it A, amusing, B, sadistic, C, lonely, D, kind, or E, unemployed? Cruel to be amusing, sadistic, lonely, kind, or unemployed. I'll start the countdown. Or you can start the countdown, rather. But great song. If you listen to this show, I play it all the time. Quite like that show, this song on this show. I'm going to assume that the countdown has ended. And that brings us to the end of the music round. And the answer to that one was Cruel to Be Kind. Good work, everyone. I see those answers rolling in. Excellent, excellent. All right, and at the end of this, let's get a score check. Did you get everything up there?
Not the ones that just came.
All right, let's check those. Scrolling up. And let's get Cruel to Be Kind going in the background. Yeah. Cruel to Be Kind. Excellent. Great song. All right. All right, so on points, we left off at the last point check was here. All right, ZZ Top. No one got it. Bummer. After that was Groovy, and Gnome from Home got 10 points on that one. Then, which group had a top 10 hit with the song Lola? That was the Kinks, and that's 10 points for Danielle, and 5 points for Gnome and Mac. And then, no one got Bob Marley. Or Gnome from Home got it right before the buzzer. That's 10 points for Gnome. Awesome. Very good work. And then next one was the debut album for the band Blondie, and no one got that one. And 10 points for Danielle, Unkind, 5 points for Gnome, 5 points for Mac, 5 points for Brie Cheese, and yes, in the right measure. Very good. Hey, Mellow Max, are you keeping score on your side? Yes. Yes. Oh yeah. No, Max, you're keeping busy. I got Cassie busy over here with the scoring. Did you get all that?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
All right, so we got Brie Cheese with 15, we got Mac with 15, Danielle with 25, and Gnome for Home with 40.
Very good, very exciting. Good work, everyone. Keep up the good work. And coming up next, we're gonna transition over to some non-music questions, I believe. And how are we doing on time? Okay, it is 7:29. So, yeah, we can do some non-music toss-ups. This one made me think, so I'm going to give you guys a little bit of time to think about it, but which state in the U.S. is only one syllable long? Which state in the U.S. is only one syllable long? Seems like an easy question, but is it? Start the countdown. All right. I'm going to, I wonder if I've been spoiling anything with the, we're doing 10 seconds now. Okay. Oh, there it goes. Yes, the answer to that was Maine. 10 points to Mac. And points for Danielle, Brie Cheese, Gnome. All right, good work all. In what country might you enjoy a birthday pie instead of a birthday cake? In what country might you enjoy a birthday pie instead of a birthday cake? You can start the countdown.
I can still remember how that music used to
pie.
Make me smile.
Oh no, the spam filter's fighting on the countdowns.
I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy.
Oh, we got some guesses. And that's time, I think. The answer is, if you're having a birthday pie, you might be in Russia. Oh, and for anyone who's tuning in, it's 7:30. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're doing a trivia contest online. Feel free to play along at home. And if you want to play along in the DJ chat, you are welcome to join in late. But no pressure. The answer to that one was Russia. They have birthday pies in Russia. Question 3. Name the U.S. state that does not have an enforceable seatbelt requirement. You can start the timer. If you listen to my show regularly, you might know this one. I talked about it a while back. I don't know why. It was my 60s show, because at some point in the 60s, they said, gotta wear seatbelts. All right, and I see the question has gone up. Ooh. And that is, oh, the first instance of the typo rule. This is so exciting. Okay, so this whole format is based on Quiznet, which when I was in high school, I was on the trivia team. And the way that it worked then is if your answer had a typo and that typo was one letter off on the keyboard, it counts. But if you were to have a typo that was across the keyboard, it wouldn't count. So that was 10 points for Danielle, because the correct answer was New Hampshire. 5 points for Gnome from Home, and another 5 points for Brie Cheese, because the typo is S instead of an A, and those are next to each other. So, nice. Fun fact, the reason that became widely followed was because kids would remind their parents to put on the seatbelt. Love that. Let's go, kids. We have a PSA in here somewhere about, like, you know, if you're in a car with someone not wearing, just tell them to wear the seatbelt. All right, here's a quick one. How many bones do sharks have? How many bones do sharks have? And you can start the timer countdown. These are all kind of quick. Would it be stressful if I just went to the next one? I'll wait a little bit. Live free and die. That's right, Gnome. And don't pay any state taxes while you're getting there. All right, the countdown started. I'll move on to the next one. What is the rarest blood type? What is the rarest blood type? And you can start the countdown. And the sharks one was 0, because it's all cartilage. And so on that, I'm assuming that we're done with the countdown for the blood type, which is the rarest blood type is AB. And on points, we've got how many bones do sharks have? 10 points for Gnome, 5 points for Brie Cheese, and are teeth bones? I know. I looked it up. Teeth are not bones, is what the first result said on Google. So I'm going to go by that. Teeth do not count as bones. And we've got someone saying O negative. But O negative, I believe AB is, let's see. I'm going to double check this. Rarest blood type. Pretty sure it's AB. It is AB negative. So no one got any points on that one. O negative, I believe, is also, O negative has a rate of 13%, whereas AB negative is 1%. Whoa, crazy. Wow, yeah, okay, so that's that one. Moving on, And actually, that was question number 5. So let's have a point check.
We got 30 for Bree. We got 25 for Mac, 40 for Danielle, and 60 for Gnome.
And is that not including the previous round?
That is.
Oh, that is.
In the previous
round. Okay, so that is a total. Excellent. All right, you guys heard that. I missed it. But we're all there. Number 6. Pac-Man was originally going to be called by what name until Namco realized its vast potential for vandalism? You can start the timer now. Pac-Man was originally going to be called what name until Namco realized its potential for vandalism? Nice. All right, I don't know how many times I can listen to this. Yeah, it is Puckman. And if you can't figure out why that might be a bad name, I can't say it on air. There's a P-blood type? That's wild, Gnome. Thank you for letting me know. That's crazy. Bree Cheese with 10 points for Puckman. Danielle gets 5, Mac gets 5, and Gnome gets 5. All right, moving on. The first vaccine was for which disease? Is it rabies, chickenpox, smallpox, pneumonia, or tetanus? First vaccine, which disease? Rabies, chickenpox, smallpox, pneumonia, or tetanus? And you can start the countdown. Bam. Cassie's doing a nice hand countdown for me. All right, we are counted down on my end. Hopefully we're counted down on your end. The answer to that one was smallpox. Between which two planets does the asteroid belt lie? Between which two planets does the asteroid belt lie? And you can start the timer now. All right, we got one person. Let's see. So, Puckman, we did that one. Next up was the smallpox. The answer was smallpox, yes. So, with 10 points, Bree Cheese, 5 points to Mac, 5 points to Gnome. And then for the asteroid belts, that is 10 points for Danielle. Okay. Someone's hearing you can start the countdown after Manic Max sent end. Ooh. Well, in that case, it's going by whatever's on the thing. Starting the countdown, That's a confusing one. Let's all, get synced up. Is everyone listening from home? Or on the laptop? Yeah, refreshing the stream also might help fix that. I'll hang out for a minute. Let's make sure that everyone is here and up to date. Let us know when you're back, Gnome, and hopefully you are hearing us live and on time.
While we wait, what were the points for that last one?
Oh, yes.
I don't think we went through.
Yes, yes. So, which two planets does the asteroid belt lie? We've got Mars and Jupiter, 10 points to Danielle. And that's it. All right, Gnome is back. Excellent. And coming up next, what letter? Max, you've got the right one copied. We're going to go with that. What is the Earth's primary source of energy? You can start the countdown. That should be a pretty, pretty, pretty quick and easy one. I'm excited to see any incorrect answers, though. Because the answer to that one is... the sun. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Accepting solar. So that is 10 points to Brie Cheese, 5 points to Mac, 5 points to Danielle, 5 points to Gnome. Excellent. Good work, everyone. Which animal has the most cervical or neck bones? Is it elephants, mice, giraffes, humans, or none of the above? Which animal has the most cervical or neck bones? And you can start the countdown. And a heads up to Max. After this one, we're going to skip forward to question 13. We're going to skip to, I'll make them bold. Bam. Okay, we're skipping the ones in bold. All right, and the time is counting down. The answer to that last one was none of the above. They've all got 7. That's a messy little typo over there. Translation, but I think I'll accept te. I think that the Webster Dictionary accepted te into it. So te is in. I don't know. If I start making exceptions now, they'll never end. I'm sorry. That typo does not count. So no one got any points on that one. But it was none of the above. Good job, Brie Cheese. Who was the youngest person in history to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year? Who was the youngest person in history to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year? And I didn't say the countdown could start, but I hope it's started. All right, the questions popped up over there. All right. All right. Oh, we had someone protesting about ta instead of the. All right, we got Gnome with 10 points, Danielle with 10 points. Tess should count. Okay, we've got the majority of people playing saying Tess should count. I say Tess fine. All right, so that's 10 points for Brie Cheese on the last one. And that's an official rule now. We're deviating from Chip Beal, but Chip Beal can suck it. He was the guy who conducted Quiznet. He's quite the character. I think he was on his 5th wife at that point in time. Who is Boston's third harbor tunnel named after? Who is Boston's third harbor tunnel named after? The countdown can start. I didn't know this one. Apparently he played baseball. If that's in before the time, you can, yeah, there's a little helpful hint. I didn't know. Justice for Te. Agreed. Agreed. And the answer to that one is Ted Williams. And we're going to... Oh, this is a funny one. All right, what does HTTP stand for? Is it A, Hypertext Transfer Protocol, Hello There Typing Person, Hot Tamales Taste Perfect, or Hypertext Typing Prompt? And there you go. I'll let that one ride. The countdown can start if it hasn't already. And after this one, we're going to skip forward to the bonuses leading to toss-up section. And as far as points go, all right, we did Greta Thunberg points, Boston Tunnel, no one got it, HTTP. We're looking at, someone said D. D is correct. So Mac gets 10 points on that one. And that is it for that question. It's not D. Excuse me. It is A. Gnome working from home gets 10 points. Take away the points that I said for Mac. The answer is indeed A. I also want it to be B, which is the hot tamales. Everyone's going to crucify me in the chat for getting that one wrong, but it is hypertext transfer protocol, A. All right. So this next round is going to be bonus questions leading to toss-ups, and it is going to be, if you got the toss-up right, then you have the chance at a bonus question, and the first one is going to be worth 5 points, next one's going to be worth 10 points, then 15 points, and this one actually has 4, so the last one's going to be worth 20, and the bonus for this toss-up is TV show themes. And the toss-up is, after Charlemagne, or Charles the Great, there were three others of that name in the Carolingian line dynasty. Which of the following is not one of them? Is it the Fat? Is it Charles the Fat, Charles the Simple, Charles the Bald, or Charles the Just? Again, that was Charles the Fat, Charles the Simple, Charles the Bald, or Charles the Just. And the countdown can start if it didn't already. And I'm getting my themes ready. All right. Let's see what the screen has over here. Charlemagne. We had gnome with balds. Ooh! No one got it right. Oh my god. There was no such thing as Charles the Just. There was a Charles the Fat, Charles the Simple, and Charles the Bald, but no Charles the Just. All right, so we will come back to that one. I like this bonus, so we'll keep it for the next toss-up question if I can find that tab again. Looks like... Yeah, you don't need to copy anything for the themes, and we do that, Max. In which city would you find the Spanish Steps? In which city would you find the Spanish Steps? All right, and the countdown could start if it has not already. Excellent. All right. We have an answer, which is correct. So we can move on to themes. I'm going to get rid of the first one. And let's see. So that next one, that last one, which city would you find the Spanish Steps in? That would be Rome. So 10 points to Danielle and 5 points to Gnome. And that's that. And so now, Danielle, you have the shot at some bonus questions. So, name the TV show theme which had this song as its theme song. Name the TV show. I'm going to play the theme. You got it. Here we go for 5 points. There's your 15 or so seconds of that. Let's see, was it enough? That was the 5-pointer. And now we wait, and are you good to get set up? I'll move my stuff over for you. Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Wait, oh, and also if you're not Danielle, don't answer that. Yes, Danielle, that is the George Lopez show. Good work. That is 5 more points for Danielle. And if Danielle gets any of these wrong, then the next person gets the someone gets to steal it. So let's see, coming up next we're going to have another theme song for you, and this is one, it's a great show, so here's your theme. We'll be right back. There we go. And let's see what you've got. And I'm going to start a countdown on that one out loud. It's going to be 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, engage individual, you gave it away. Oh, no. But it is a great show. So, we'll give it, that's 10 points, but engage individual, no blurting out answers, but that is indeed Portlandia. And, last but not least, we've got one more for you. All right. And here we go with our last theme. Oh, I'm sorry. Everything's playing. Ah, stressful. Okay, let's start that over. All right. All right, and that's that for that song. So yeah, the 10-pointer was Portlandia, and that's the 15-pointer. We can start the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is tricky with the delay. Malcolm in the Middle, and that's another 15 points for Danielle. Good work. All right, moving on to the next bonus. We're going to have, all right, the toss-up is, and the toss-up is for, we're going to skip this next one, sorry to confuse you, Max. The toss-up is, where were fortune cookies invented? Where were fortune cookies invented? And you can start the countdown. We're looking for a city. All right. Yeah, the delay is indeed pretty strange. All right, and fortune cookies were invented. Oh, I didn't even say what the bonus topic was. The bonus topic is for musical pleasures. And I see that Mac got that one right. First, San Fran, we'll take it. That's 10 points for Mac. And Mac, you get the next toss-up. So 10 points for Mac, 5 points for Brie Cheese. And, ooh, Gnome, you were in just after Manic Max called time. And I am getting kicked off of the DJ chat. All right, I think I'm back. Great. Next up, bonus topic is musical pleasures. What song by Donovan makes reference to an electrical banana? For 5 points, what song by Donovan makes reference to an electrical banana? And please only answer if you are, Mac. That question's for Mac. Sorry if that, doesn't work out by the time you guys hear it. I think this is going to be the last one. I was going to do another section. We might have to have a battle if it's close next show, because we're running low on time. But maybe not. They are lightning rounds. We might be able to squeeze them in. All right. And the Donovan song that references an electrical banana is Mellow Yellow. Ooh, we got nothing. All right, bummer. So that means that someone gets a steal. Sorry. Steal away. Oh, I didn't make that clear. I wonder if I ruined that one. See, this is the first time. Thank you guys for your patience. Let's see. Did I give it away before the, oh, and yeah, lightning rounds. I'm going to have someone call in for that one. We might need to do that one next week. If there's a close score, I most certainly did. Bummer, bummer, bummer. In that case, let's give you the next one. This one's going to be a toss-up because I like it a lot. What band is named after a metallic object from the William Burroughs novel Naked Lunch? This is a toss-up. Anyone can answer. Go for it. And you can start the countdown. What band is named after a metallic object from the William Burroughs novel Naked Lunch? Yes, I know that my text is much earlier. Oh, the text is earlier than my voice. Everyone's having... Yeah, I think next time I might have like an in-person trivia, kind of like NPR style thing. That might be fun.
That works.
Yeah.
The delay's a little confusing.
Definitely, for everyone involved. But thank you guys for your patience. Oh, who else has signed in as WMFO DJ? That's not me. Who did that? But yeah, WMFO DJ, good work. That is indeed Steely Dan. And do you know what that object was? That was going to be the next toss-up, but I'll give it to you guys for free. That one, it was a Steely Dan was a steam-powered strap-on dildo in the William Burroughs novel Naked Lunch. All right, we have only a few minutes left. What are the points? How we doing?
We're at a tie in first right now.
It is a tie? No yeah. way.
We have a tie between Danielle and Gnome, and then we got Bree coming in next at 75, and then Mac with 50.
All right, Mac with 50, Bree with 75, and the tie is at 100 between Gnome and
who was Danielle.
Danielle, awesome. All right. So what we're going to do really quickly is we're going to have, we have 3 minutes left, so call in at 855-915-9636. Actually, we might need to do this next. No, we can do it this week. So that number, I'm going to type it in here, 855-915-9636. Yes, we are indeed using your Harry Potter questions as a tiebreaker. The way that we're going to do this super duper quickly is we're going to give everyone 1 minute. It's going to be a really quick minute. By the way, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Call in, and we're going to, the second you're on the air, we're going to start asking you questions, and we're going to say if you are correct or not. And it's going to be a lightning round. You'll have 1 minute. And we're not going to put these in the chat. So call on in, and if we don't get it in time, then it will be next week. But... for the tiebreaker. I can't believe it's a tie. I was kind of hoping that would happen, but oh my goodness. No problem, Andrew, for being signed in as WMFO DJ. Good work on Steely Dan. All right, and we've got our first caller. All right, hello. You are on air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Excellent. It sounds like we've got Danielle. All right, Danielle, for your tiebreaker, would you like Harry Potter or... The Beatles.
Harry Potter.
All right, Harry Potter, let's go from the top. Question number one, and it is, all right, got the time. Question number one, name the four houses at Hogwarts.
Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, Gryffindor.
All right, great. Who is the boy that lived?
Harry Potter.
Bingo. Who is Tom Riddle?
Tom Riddle is Voldemort.
Bingo. Which character becomes a professional Quidditch player?
Ginny Weasley.
Yes. What do Hermione's muggle parents do for a living?
They're dentists.
Yes. What time does the Hogwarts Express leave platform 9 3/4?
Ooh, 11 a.m.
Yes. What frees a house elf?
If they're given clothes.
Yes. And what does Horace Slughorn disguise himself as when meeting the children in Godric's Hollow?
What does he describe himself as?
All right. And you've got a couple more seconds there.
And a retired professor.
No, that is an armchair. Good try. And oh, great. The other person's still here. I'm going to hang up on you and go to them. 70 points. All right.
Hello, did I get you?
Did I get the, oh, still ringing?
Hello, did I get the, no?
Can you hear me? Hello? Oh no, I did not get the next person. If you want to call back in, you can, no, I need to hand it over, so you can't. But we will take this offline, and we will see how you do on the Beatles bonus round. And that's all my time, so I need to hand things over. But we will settle this, and I will update the DJ chat. You can call my phone number. I'll put it in the chat.